Okay, good evening, everybody. So tonight, Bez Hashem, we're going to begin Simin Shin Ayin Hey. This is page Reish Mem Dalet Amud Beis, and today Bez Hashem will do Si'ifim Aleph and Beis. So says the Shulchan Aruch, Marpeses Shu Derech La'Alios Apsuchamath. Let's say you have a two-story building, and it's like one of those strip motels that you see sometimes, where like there's a porch from that comes out of the that you walk out of the rooms on the top floor and comes out onto a porch, and then there's a staircase that goes down, and there are a bunch of rooms downstairs as well. So that porch upstairs is a marpeses, and it's a way to get to all the second story apartments. Va'omedes b'chatzer, and it stands in a chatzer. There's a ladder that goes, or a step that goes, steps that go from the bottom floor to the marpeses. Ubnei alios yordim menel chatzer v'avim l'shus rabim. When the people who live on the second floor need to leave, they go down those steps, and they go through the chatzer. Einamos from al b'nei chatzer. They do not aser on the b'nei chatzer. The sulam toras pesach alav, meaning they do not need to join in one single eruv with the top floor and the bottom floor, because the sulam is considered an entrance between the chatzer, which is the bottom floor, and the chatzer, which is the marpesas. That's its own separate chatzer, and so it has a pesach between them. Vavikishtei chatzeros a pesach b'neim, and therefore it's considered like two, like any other two chatzeros that have a pesach between them. Shem ratzu marvim yachad, where they have the option of making one big eruv, but they also have the option of making separate eruvin. But one thing that you for sure need is that if the bnei chatzer want to be able to carry from their homes into the chatzer, then the bnei hamarpeses all need to participate in their own eruv. Says the mishaburus of katan aleph, ain't most from bnei chatzer because shelo every yachad. They don't ask from the bnei chatzer if they didn't make one big joint eruv. The people in the second floor make their own eruv, and the people on the bottom floor make their own eruv. This is not like a situation where you have one big chatzer and half the people decide to join in their own eruv and the other half the people in their own eruv where it doesn't do anything. No, this is two separate chatzeros. But it has to be that the marpes is at least 10 tvachim higher than the chatzer, otherwise it really would be one chatzer. So the people on the second floor are allowed to take kelim out of their apartment onto the marpeses, and the people on the bottom floor are allowed to take kelim out of their apartment into the chatzer. But no one on the bottom floor is allowed to take their kelim onto the marpeses, and no one on the top floor is allowed to take their kelim into the chatzer, because they do not have a single joint eruv; they have separate eruvin. But we said this only works if all the Bnei Marpeses participated in their own Eruv. If the Bnei Marpeses didn't make their own Eruv, even if the Bnei Chatzar did make their own Eruv, the Bnei Chatzar are not going to be allowed to carry Kalim from their homes into the Chatzar. Well, why not? They're their own independent Chatzar. They made an Eruv. What would be the problem? The Marpeses, given the Shein Lo Derech Acher, the Rosh Hashanah, since the only way the Bnei Marpeses can ever get to the Rosh Hashanah is by going through the chatzer, so that's like a situation of two chatzeros zelifnim mizeh, where the guys in the inner chatzer need to go through the outer chatzer. So where the halacha is that the members of the chatzer hapanimi need to have made an Eruv, and if they didn't, then no one in the Chatzar Achitzona is allowed to carry out into the Chatzar. Okay, now we move on to Sif Beis. Im lo Eruv Yachad, if they did not make a joint Eruv together, v'yesh b'chatzar tel o amuchu mutshut of pein shneihem, and let's say there is a pillar, a post, a mound that is between the two of them, and jointly owned by the two of them, im einam gvo masar tfachim, if it is less than 10 tfachim high off the ground, harel nechshav b'ein ha-chatzar b'ein ha-mepesa, so shneihem masurim lo it's considered to belong equally to the Bnei Marpeses and the Bnei Chatzar, and therefore neither of them are allowed to take kelim from their homes and put it on this post. But if it's more than 10 tfachim off the ground of the Chatzar, and it's within 10 tfachim of the Marpeses, and it's also less than 4 tfachim of distance from the Marpeses, then Bnei Marpeses Mutarim, then the people in the Marpesas are going to be allowed to use it. Lefisha Tashmisha Benachas Mil Bnei Achatzer, because it's more of a Tashmish Benachas for the Bnei Marpesas than it is for the Bnei Achatzer. Mishnah Berurah is going to explain that the definition of Tashmisha Benachas is that something is within 10 Tvachim of height and not more than 4 Tvachim of distance. And Tashmisha Bekasha is that it's more than 10 Tvachim of height or more than 4 Tvachim of distance. So over here, this case is that it's more than 10 tefachim off the chatzer, but within 10 tefachim of the marpesas. So for the b'nei marpesas, it's tashmisho benachas. For the b'nei chatzer, it's tashmisho bekasha. And therefore, we consider it to belong to the b'nei marpesas. V'im hayu rechokim me'am marpesas arba tefachim al yoser. But if it's more than 4 tefachim of distance away from the marpesas, afal pisha gavoh masara min ha-chatzer. Even though it's also more than 10 tefachim off of the ground of the chatzer, v'tol chasar al marpesas, and within 10 tefachim of height of the marpesas, then it's Tashmisho Bekasha for both of them. For the Bnei Achatzer, it's Tashmisho Bekasha because it's more than 10 Tvachim off the ground. For the Bnei Marpesas, it's Tashmisho Bekasha because it's more than 4 Tvachim away. And therefore, neither of them are allowed to bring Kalim from the home and put it on that post unless they made a joint Erev between them. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Bein Shneim, Dimu Shalechon Mehem, Harei Brishus Dechad Veinam. If this post belongs to one of them, then there's nothing to talk about. Then it obviously, that one, you know, if let's say it belonged to the Chatzar, so then the Bnei Chatzar are allowed to use it, not the Bnei Marpesas. So im v'chulei sa'klal b'zeh. So Mishnah Berurah says, here's the rules that govern this whole sif and the sifim that follow it as well. If one of them has easy usage of this area and the other one has difficult usage, lo mikri rakrishos osu tashmishu b'nachas v'nei sheni yochel asur alav, then it's only considered to be the reshus of the one that has easier usage. Avlim shneim shavim, but if they have equal level usage, hein shul shneim bekal shtam yishal osumakom, hein bakasha, whether it's equally easy or equally hard, shayich l'shneim, then it belongs to both of them, and that's no good. Omimela osum zalzel lahotzil osumakom mekleabayis kim shul av riyachad, because if it belongs to both of them and they didn't make a joint eruv, so then neither of them are allowed to utilize that space. Veza mikri binachas veza bakasha. What do we call nachas? What do we call kasha? So Mizbar B'Gemara, that's explained in the Gemara as follows. The kol shetzarich l'tashmisho zrika. Anytime you need to throw something to get to that place, dainu sha'atelo ha'amud gavam menu asar tzvachim tzarich lizrok sham, o shetzarich shilshul, dainu sha'amakom ha'unamach menu asar tzvachim k'shos l'sham yishol tzarich l'shalshul l'aridam l'sham, kol zemekri kasha. If it's more than 10 tzvachim higher from the ground of where you are, or more than 10 tzvachim lower from the ground of where you are, that's called tashmisho kasha. V'imu pachs me'asar tzvachim, but if it's within 10 tefachim of the ground that you are, whether with less than 10 tefachim higher or less than 10 tefachim lower, then that's called tashmisho benachas. But sometimes it could be called tashmisho kasha even if it's less than 10 tefachim lower from the marpesas. If it's more than 4 tefachim of distance away from the marpesas, so in order to be able to get something from the marpesas to it, you're going to need to throw over the airspace of 4 tefachim. Einam gva asar tefachim min ha'aretz, if it's less than 10 tefachim high off the ground, v'gam min ha'arpes shal malam mehem, einamach min asar tefachim, and it's also less than 10 tefachim lower than the marpesas. Da'az noach l'shneim l'shtamisham, that's an example where it's tashmisho benachas for both of them, v'lachein osim zelzeh, therefore they ask around one another, dim hayu namach min ha'arpes asar tefachim, also yinosim osel b'nei ha'chatzer. If we're within 10 tefachim for the chatzer, and more than 10 tefachim from the marpesas, then we would just give it to the Bnei Achatzer. Dilem tashmisho benachas l'bnei marpesas ayin v'ashe elisha pateim neftach l'marpesas v'izkufas pischeim shavla b'kasha. Because that would be a perfect example of tashmisho benachas for the chatzer and tashmisho b'kasha for the marpesas. U'shneim asurim davka k'shaya tel va'amut samuch l'marpesas b'toch arba tefachim. It's going to be asur for both of them if it's within 4 tefachim of the marpesas, but it is more than 10 tefachim of height away from the marpesas. Dimayi ruchokim menu arba tefachim imkein tashmisho I'm sorry, but within 10 tefachim of height of both of them, because if it were more than 4 tefachim of distance from the marpesas, but within 10 tefachim of height of both of them, that would be considered that the tashmish of the marpesas is kasha because it's more than 4 tefachim of distance, but for the chatzar it's benachas because it's within 10 tefachim of the ground. Then we would allow the b'nei chatzar to utilize it. We then said that if it's within 10 tefachim of the merpeses, timayim rucha kasar gami merpeses, hayulishneim bekasha. If it was more than 10 tefachim away from the chatzar and more than 10 tefachim away from the merpeses, then it would be kasha for both of them. It would be kasha for both of them. Viachneim shavim bo lesser zelze, and it would not be able to be utilized by either one. She tashmishalem benachas sheim la betoch kasar tefachim gami nemuflagim imena. We always give it to the one that's tashmishal benachas if the other one is tashmishal bekasha, and the definition of tashmishal benachas is being within 10 tefachim of height and within 4 of distance. So he said, even though it's 10 tefachim high from the chatzer, and therefore it should belong to the marpeses, even though it's within 10 tefachim of the marpeses, but since it's 4 tefachim of distance from the marpeses, and therefore the b'nei marpeses can only utilize this space by throwing to it, mikri tashmisho gam kein bakasha. So that's considered tashmisho bakasha for the marpeses as well. Zem machmas kavo, vizem machmas rachko. It's tashmisho bakasha for the chatzah because it's more than 10 tefachim off the ground, and it's tashmisho bakasha for the marpeses because it's more than 4 tefachim of distance. V'toch asar l'marpeses. So that's even if it's within 10 tefachim of the marpeses. V'imhoyu nemuchim asar tefachim gam me'er marpeses, yesh deos beposkim. Interesting discussion, says Mishabura. What if it was tashmisho bakasha for the chatzah because this post was more than 10 tefachim off the ground, and it was doubly tashmisho bakasha for the marpeses, because it was more than 10 tefachim below the ground of the marpeses, and more than 4 tefachim of distance. Would you then say, well, they're both tashmisho bakasha, so they aser on one another? Or would you say, no, for the chatzer, it's only one time tashmisho bakasha. For the marpeses, it's two times tashmisho bakasha, which means that relatively, for the chatzer, it's tashmisho benachas, because it only has one thing that makes it difficult. So different opinions in the poskim. Yeshom tekiven shel bal marpeses yeshtei reusos shenemuch maser v'gam v'flagim arba tefachim. That since for the marpeses it's two strikes against it. Imkein tashmi shel anshei chatzer noch yoser sham v'nosen osel lehem. Therefore, it would be considered tashmisho benachas for the chatzer because everything is relative. V'yeshom tekiven shel chatzer nami gavah asar tefachim mikuli shem tashmisho bekasha v'osen zel zeh. But the other opinion says no, that it's more than 10 tefachim of distance of height away from the chatzer as well, and therefore it's tashmisho bekasha for both of them. Period. Bar shebechatzer. If you have a bar in the chatzer, shel bnei marpes bnei chatzer b'shutafus, that's owned jointly by the people in the chatzer and the marpeses. Umakifasu chulya gavoa asar tefachim, and there is a wall around this bar that's 10 tefachim high. Usmuchel marpeses b'toch arba tefachim, and this bar is within 4 tefachim of the marpeses as far as distance is concerned. Osrin ze al ze kishlo every yachal the malus mayim b'dlish shavus bebayis oba alios. You're not allowed to, neither the bnei marpeses nor the bnei chatzer are allowed to utilize it, or to bring the water into their homes. Now you would have thought I should give it to the bnei marpeses because the height of the bar is within 10 tefachim of where the marpeses is and within 4 tefachim of distance, whereas the height of the bar is more than 10 tefachim higher than the chatzar. So I would have thought it belongs to the bnei marpeses, but it does not. Why? Because to get to the water in the bar, they do need to lower the bucket more than 10 tefachim. So I don't care that the walls of the bar are very high and reach within the distance, you know, within 10 tefachim of the marpeses. The water does not. And even if the bar is filled to the very tops of those walls, it's still going to be awesome because of a gzeira that what if the water level lowers and they continue to use it? But if the bar were full of something that were muktza, that you're not allowed to move on Shabbos, hareyu ka'amud otel gavoa, asara mechatzer b'toch asara l'marpeses, shenoso sol b'nei marpeses, l'shtamish al gaba. Then we would view it as something that's more than 10 tefachim off the ground of the chatzer, within 10 tefachim of the ground of the marpeses. So it's tashmisho bakasha for the chatzer, benachas for the marpeses, and we would allow the bnei marpeses to utilize it. So what we learned tonight is first we said that a marpeses that's at least 10 tefachim high and the chatzer below can make independent eruvin, but if the bnei marpeses don't make an eruv, then the bnei chatzer are not even allowed to carry from their own homes to the chatzer, because it's like shnei chatzeru zeb lefnim mizeh. Then we said that when you have a mound or any area, a post that is tashmisho kasha to one and tashmisho benachas to the other, then it belongs to the one that's tashmisho benachas. But if it's equally kasha or benachas to both, then it's asur for both of them. The definition of tashmisho kasha is that a distance of height of at least 10 tvachim or of distance of at least 4 tvachim. And then we said that if the chatzar is removed by 10 tvachim of height, but the aliyah, the marpeses, is removed by both 10 tvachim of height and 4 tvachim of distance, so then there's a machlokas whether it's considered to be l'shneihem b'kasha, or do we consider it to be menachas for the chatzar, since relatively it's menachas for the chatzar. Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Si'if Gimel. Everyone have a wonderful evening.